from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French media report the black box recorders found in the wreckage of a Russian passenger jet show a bomb brought down the plane over Egypt last week, killing all 224 people on board. France 2 Television and the French news agency cite sources close to the investigation. The AFP source says, according to investigators, the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder show everything was normal aboard the Russian Metrojet, but 24 minutes into the flight, suddenly there was nothing, with one of the boxes registering a loud sound and a violent sudden end, strongly indicating a bomb had gone off. British Prime Minister David Cameron was among the first to halt British flights to Egypt with stranded some British citizens, like this man who encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh.
Well, it was quite strange because we got onto the shuttle ready to get onto the plane, and then we waited, and suddenly we were told the plane was being cleaned, and then they changed their mind and said, oh, now there's a problem. And the authorities did say it was the British consulate that said that there's a problem. So we were taken to the Hilton, and the British consulate looked after us. They got us rooms, and next day we were out, yeah.
President Vladimir Putin of Russia has now suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of that country's FSB security service recommended the halt. The U.S. moved Friday to boost security at airports in the Middle East, where passenger and cargo flights take off for the United States, even as investigators continue to probe the Russian crash in the Sinai. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson said he is taking the precautionary measures out of an abundance of caution, adding to aviation security requirements already in place. And he did not identify the airports where the U.S. will boost security already in place. This is VOA News. White House officials